by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Braden Timorato's pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with left-handed starting pitcher and Connor Wickriff. And Connor, first of all, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show. And let's just start off by talking about your last start here this week. You know, a couple starts on your belt and in appearances. Just, you know, how's it been going for you so far, and what's been working for you out on the mound?
Yeah, it's been good. Loving the experience so far. It's been great to kind of get into this new organization and start developing and get better every outing. And that's kind of what I've seen so far, is just getting more comfortable with every outing, getting all my pitches to start working now. That's what I've noticed in that last outing, is getting all my pitches working. So I think that's been the biggest thing so far.
Feels like your command has really, that was probably your best start, I'd say, with the command. I've seen the slider and the fastball. What do you feel so far is like your, the pitch you're honing on the most or looking to improve upon here these last couple weeks here in pro ball?
Yeah, slider has always been kind of my known pitch, but also working on this changeup recently, working on it with 40, the pitching coach, as well as the catcher, Derek Burke, kind of figuring out when's the best usage time for that, as well as just increasing the usage. So I think using that recently has been a good thing for me, and it has worked out.
You were a seventh round draft pick this year out of Minnesota. Just what's the transition life been like from going from, well, a month ago or so, you were a college student, and then, you know, you get selected, you move down here to Pirate City, and then you get added to the Marauders. Just, you know, what's it all been these last couple months for you?
Yeah, it's been kind of surreal. Like I told 40 the other day, walking out from the bullpen, I was like, I don't even know if this has like really hit me yet, that it's professional baseball. It's kind of crazy to me still. But it's been awesome, and everyone's been super welcoming, like super easy transition coming in. So it's been great.
Where were you when you got the phone call that you're selected by the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Yeah, I was in my basement with my family. It was a pretty special moment, especially because it's something every kid baseball player dreams about, and myself included. I've been dreaming about that moment forever. So it was a very special moment to share with my family and one of my best high school friends. So it was awesome.
I love that. Well, you grew up in Minnesota. Was there a certain pitcher you emulated growing up? And obviously, did you grow up a Twins fan then? I'm guessing up in Minnesota. Or is there another team that you were a fan of?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just kind of an overall baseball fan, mm-hmm. not like diehard any. I wasn't a diehard any sports team fan. Just kind of love sports and like watching sports. So anything that's on, I'm in. And then pitcher kind of emulated. I was always told I used to throw even lower, but my arm size was kind of like Chris Sale-y a little bit. So that was kind of one pitcher growing up that I was kind of known for.
Mm-hmm. And chatting here with left-handed pitcher and Connor Wickriff. And I know you had a bit of a journey to get to Minnesota. How did you end up settling on choosing to go play college ball at University of Minnesota?
Yeah. Growing up Minnesota, I was always a huge Gopher fan. That's one sports team that like I always was a huge fan of. And ever since I was little, that was one of my goals, is to play baseball at Minnesota. And so I was going to kind of do whatever it took to get there. And out of high school, I wasn't quite good enough. So kind of took a chance, went to the junior college route to hopefully get that call from Minnesota after junior college. And it ended up working out perfectly. Got the call after my freshman year to go play at Minnesota, and then played there for 2 years, and then got the call from Pittsburgh Pirates, and now starting this journey.
Looking back at playing University of Minnesota, I mean, there's obviously a lot of lineage of really good players. George Clausen, for example, started, your old teammate, started this year in this league, made his pro debut actually here at this ballpark. You know, have you been in contact with him? Obviously, he's in a new organization now at a different level, but you know, what was it like to, you know, be teammates with him? And obviously, you know, do you still keep in contact with him?
Yeah, we still keep in contact every once in a while. We both watch each other pitch as much as possible. He just threw the other night, actually, against my other teammate. That was also at Minnesota, Brett Bateman. They both faced off in their double-A level, getting moved up recently. So that was pretty cool to watch. And, yeah, we stay in contact and kind of just talk about our journey, and it's been cool.
Well, growing up in Minnesota as well, did you play any sports growing up, or was it always just baseball was the one?
I always played a bunch of, like, pick-me-up sports, but never, like, actually competitively. But all the time I'd play backyard basketball, football, hockey, just, yeah, I'm very competitive, so kind of doing anything I can to play a sport and compete. Just always focused on baseball, though, competitively.
So if it wasn't baseball, what other sport would it be then?
I would say hockey, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Well, one last one me for you. What's something about you off the baseball field that not many people would know about you?
Down here, especially, people don't know about pond hockey. And like kind of talking about that is I used to play pond hockey a lot and up in Minnesota. So it's a huge thing up there. And that's one thing a lot of my new teammates don't know about me yet. But kind of telling them about it a little bit, and they always think it's pretty funny.
So you're a goal scorer in your terms of pond hockey, or you're a goalie? Kind of, what is it?
I try to go score the goals. Defense with no pads is kind of scary, so we try to go score the goals.
So you go back up to Minnesota in the offseason, go play some pond hockey then?
Maybe very carefully, but yeah. More focused on baseball now.
Well, Connor Rooker, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show.
Thank you.
Line up some more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back to the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. That was Connor Whitcriff you heard from before. We got to chat with him at the end of last week, and he is today's starter. So figured, you know, why not? Let's hear from Connor again about what he had to say about his adjustment to pro ball. He's also a pond hockey guy, so that is something I've always wanted to do. I have not gotten the chance to do yet. I'll have to make a trip sometime to Minnesota or Wisconsin or somewhere up there, maybe Maine, and go play some pond hockey. But Marauders, they come in 52-75, 23-38 in the second half. Tortuga's 62-62, 31-27 in the second half. Let's take a look at the lineup card for both sides as both managers are walking out right now to chat with both umpires. Caden Tischner is calling balls and strikes. Chad Lagana is in the field. Manager Jim Horner and Julio Murillo for Daytona are meeting currently. It's actually Steph Lombardo who's out there today and delivering the lineup card to Murillo. 1-9 for Bradenton goes as follows. Center fielder Will Taylor hits leadoff, followed by the switch hitting shortstop and Kiner Delgado. Right fielder as Marilyn Valdez hits third. Axel Plaz plays first and hits cleanup. Third baseman Ethan Leje. It follows him batting in the number 5 spot, hitting 6th, being the DH today is Johnny Severino. Andrew Patrick, left fielder, hits 7th. Derek Berg, the catcher out of Army, bats 8th. And Carlos Caro, the second baseman, rounds out the starting 9 for the Bradenton Marauders. They again send a lefty out of Minnesota. And Connor Whitcriff to the hill today. Whitcriff, no wins, no losses, a 1.13 ERA this season. Goes opposite of the righty Ben Brooding, 2-3 of the 2.86 ERA. 1-9 for Daytona. The lefty center fielder Yerlin Confidon hits leadoff, followed by the lefty second baseman and Peyton Stovall. Hitting third, playing short is Sammy Stafura. E. Smith Pineda, left fielder, hits cleanup. Lefty right fielder Ariel Amonte bats 5th. The DH is Ricardo Cabrera. He hits in the number 6 spot.
lefty third baseman Carlos Sanchez hits seventh. Lefty first baseman Jack Moss bats eighth. And Diego Omana, the catcher, rounds out the starting nine for the Daytona Tortugas. Again, Brody is on the hill today against Connor Wickriff. And it's a little interesting to see that the Tortugas are rolling out five lefties against a lefty starter. Wickriff has gone three innings max a couple of times this year, so we'll see if he goes a little bit longer than that here today. Tortugas take the field out from the third base dugout and their home white uniforms, Marauders, black tops, gray pants, and their alternate caps. We're ready to have some fun here on this Wednesday night from Daytona Beach. When you come back here, it'll be first pitch between the Tortugas and the Marauders. This has been the Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
From Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, it's game two of this final week of the season for the Bradenton Marauders as they battle the Daytona Tortugas. Happy Wednesday, folks. Thomas Zinzarella, so glad you could join us here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. Connor Wickriff, seventh rounder out of Minnesota this year, has been fantastic. He makes his last start here in 2024 as a pro until next year. Goes opposite against the right-hander Ben Brody for Daytona. Let's take a look at the right-hander from the Ocean State of Rhode Island in Brody. 6'2", 203, 21-year-old. He's from South Kingstown, Rhode Island, which is down near the southern part of Rhode Island. If you're going down to Narragansett, Newport, nice areas to go this time of year. That's where Mr. Brody's from. 11th round pick by the Reds back in 2022. He'll have Will Taylor, Connor Delgado, and Esmerlin Valdez here in this first inning. Marauders looking for revenge after falling 7-2 on Monday, off day yesterday, and now we're set for baseball in Daytona. Marauders black jersey tops, gray pants, alternate caps with a gold brim, black cap with the alternate Marauders logo. Tortugas in their all-white uniforms with a light blue hat. Green lettering that read Tortugas across it. Taylor steps in, the back end of the right-hander's batter's box. Brody Satson delivers home, bunt shown, and it's fouled off for strike one. And we're off and running a minute early tonight at 6:34 p.m. Well, that'll make any game time presentation manager happy. Started a minute early today. As here is the 0-1 to Taylor from Brody. Bunt shown again, pulled back, and nearly hit him. Runs in, it's 1-1. Brody this year, 2-3 with a 2.86 ERA. 13 starts, 22 outings, 42 walks, 76 strikeouts, and 78 2/3 innings. It's the second year in Daytona. Made an appearance last year. Right-hander's 1-1 is popped up in the air, foul. Back at home, out of play. Taylor playing some good baseball his last two games out. He's got his first professional multi-hit games on Monday and Sunday. Back-to-back contests. He's 5-for-9 in that span, a double and a home run. On the year, hitting right of the Mendoza line. He's 10-for-50. Brody, deep breath. 1-2. Pop foul on the hands again, this time off the right side. Taylor, two home runs. One of those was his first professional hit. Was a grand slam at Lee-Comm Park against the Dunedin Blue Jays. 1-2. Fouled off as that caught a piece of Diego Mania, the catcher. One of his also protective shoulder on the right side just went flying off behind Tome, and now he's going to hand it off to Julio Murillo, saying, this is no good anymore. Goes right on the right shoulder, Maria. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how that came off on a foul ball. I believe it's Velcro is usually what it is, and so the Velcro piece came off. And, yeah, Maria's looking at it right now, so they'll have to get a new chest protector at some point, maybe next year, unless Daytona makes the playoffs, and this is the last week he'll need one for now. Here's the 1-2, way outside. By the heater, it's 2-2. Right now, Daytona is in line for the playoffs. Palm Beach, who won the first half, is leading the second half as well. They are 9.5 games back from first, but they do have a 2.5 game lead on Jupiter, who's in third right now in the Florida State League East Division second half. Two balls, two strikes. Brody delivers. Hit up in the air to straightaway center field. Confidant ranges in, settles under it, and has it for the first down. Well, that was a really long at-bat there for Will Taylor. It lasted 7 pitches. That's a really pesky appearance for him. One out, base is clear in the top of the first. No score from Daytona Beach. Switch hitting Connor Delgado batting left against the righty Ben Brody. Working from the stretch, first base Charlie Rubber, and steps home. Slider, the knees called strike. 5'7", Connor Delgado acquired a trade with the New York Yankees back in April, May. Brody, 0-1. And another slider, just misses though, down and away. It's 1-1. So got 0-for-4 on Monday. 1-1. Flipped up in the air. Left center field. Confident over to his right. Can't get there. Gets it on a hop as Delgado turns around first and holds on there. It's a one-out single for Kiner Delgado. Well, let's set the defense for you. Starting the outfield left to right for Daytona. East Smith Pineda, Yearling Confidant in center. Ariel Amonte is over and right. Carlos Sanchez is at third. Sammy Sefura and Peyton Stovall are up the middle. Jack Moss at first, and Diego Bania does the catching. Ready power hitter in as Marilyn Valdez with a big lead at first for Delgado. And a first pitch outside. Throwback to first, and Delgado nearly back in. As he was attention not towards home, and it was a couple feet off the bag. Delgado Delgado, big lead at first. There he goes, 1-0. It's low. Now it's a called strike. Throw to second base, and it's late. Delgado a bit shaken up at the bag right now. As a tag by Stovall caught him high. But he has second base and his team leading 23rd bag. Pitch was called a strike at the knees. And it's 1-1 on Valdez, who had a sack fly on Monday. 1-1. Breaking ball fouled back, and it's strike two. As Maryland has reached base in six straight games, leads the team in home runs and RBIs. And a 218 this year, 17 bombs. Or double, I should say, 19 bombs and 55 driven in. Brody looked to second base. Runner to third, 1-2, and that's it. Well in the air, deep left field, out towards the scoreboard. It's over it. Home run number 20 for Esmerlin Valdez. 440 feet. And it's 2-0 Bradenton to the top of the first. Well, that home run ties him with Almonte of Daytona for the most in the Florida State League. Bradenton had two runs in nine innings on Monday. And a fastball just outside and downstairs for ball to Axial Plaza running. 2-0 Bradenton with one out, base is empty. 1-0. Outside with a breaking ball, it's 2-0. On Bradenton, they get two runs right away in the top of the first inning. And that's been one thing for them on this six-game losing streak now. 2-0. Inside, down and in. Three balls and no strikes on Plaza. They've been falling behind early in contest. They never led on Monday. Fell behind 3-0 after three innings. 3-0 on the outside black called strike. Plaza reached base twice, double and a walk on Monday, the loss. On Labor Day, which was just their second game of the season on a Monday. 3-1. Slider pop back foul. That's full. The only other one came at home on July the 1st. That was at home against Fort Myers. Three balls, two strikes. On the righty Plaza. Pitch. Slider lifted in the air to right center. Confidant to his left on the run. A slight jog there. Puts it away. Two gone. Two nothing. Bradenton with two outs. Base is empty for Ethan Leje. And two hits in the loss on Monday. Going 2-for-4. Rodgers with two hits in this first inning. It was a home run by a single by Delgado, then a home run by Esmerlin Valdez. First pitch is a called strike on the outer half. It's nothing and one. Alberti just threw his 21st pitch of this inning, 14 for strikes, and a big part was because of the 7-pitch at bat that Will Taylor had against him. Righty kicks 0-1, and he darts a fastball in the outside corner called strike. 0-2 on Ethan Leje. He's got Nike cleats on. Some Jordans, 0-2. Swing and a miss. He stretched for a slider down and away for strike three. As Brody ends his first on a high note with a strikeout, but not before. As Maryland Valdez, home run number 20 this year. It's 2-0 Bradenton after half an inning right here on the Marauders broadcast network.
U.S. Kids presents. What to expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Bottom one, Bradenton 2, Tortugas nothing after as Maryland Valdez hits his 20th home run of the season and gives it over to Connor Whitgriff now, the left-hander who faces a lefty. Yearling confident to start things off. First pitch is fouled off at home as it catches a piece of Derek Berg for strike one. A lefty Whitgriff stands the mound at 6'2", 200 pounds, 22-year-old from Prior Lake, Minnesota. On the year, no wins, no losses, a 1.13 ERA in four outings, three starts. He's walked one, struck out nine, allowed just one earned run in eight innings. Lefty twirls home, 0-1. Check swing, and it just misses high for ball. Counts even 1-1. Whitgriff spelled W-I-E-T-G-R-E-F-E. 1-1. And Confidant backs out of an inside changeup there. It's 2-1. Coming off three scoreless, three strikeouts, a hit allowed in his last start against Tampa. 2-1, fastball driven well the opposite way to left center. Patrick backs up, jumps, and it's off and off the fence. Confidant jogs to the second base with a stand-up double as Confidant goes the opposite way. And Daytona's back in business here in the first inning. Well, Whitgriff also sporting the black and white stirrup socks that we've seen a few guys wear. Christian Curtis wore them in start on Sunday. Runner at second, nobody out. 2-0 Bradenton, bottom one. Peyton Stovall, the second baseman. Lefty hitter, first pitch is on the zone, called strike of the knees. And it's nothing at one. Whitgriff, a seventh round pick this year out of Minnesota. Has really been impressive. 0-1. Slaughter punched up in the air. Shallow left field. Delgado treks out, makes the catch on the run, and retires the second baseman, Stovall. One gone. Now, Woodgriff mixes in a two-seam, four-seam fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. He's really primarily works on, though, that slider. That's his money pitch, changeup, as we talked with him last week, is developing, trying to throw it in better spots to get some swings and misses at. Sammy Stafur, the righty hitter. For his pitch, he takes a fastball called strike, thigh high, and it's 0-1. Bradenton 2, Daytona nothing. Bottom 1 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. As Whitgriff steps off the backside of the rubber with Confidant at second base after his leadoff double. 0-1. Changeup tails down and away for a ball, and it's 1-1. Stafura has reached base in five straight games. Looks to second base, and the 1-1. Runner motion, it's fouled straight back to the screen. It's DeFur this year, hitting .257 in 74 games, 10 doubles, 6 home runs, and 37 RBIs. He's also stolen 26 bases. This is a Daytona team that loves to run, and they want to. They stole 6 bases on Monday against Axial Plaza, but this is an older and, to be frank, just a better arm behind Tillman. Derek Bird, 1-2, push foul down the right field line out of play. You know, Berg, in his short time behind home plate, has excelled at throwing out base runners. 6 stolen bases, he's caught 4 men. It's a 40% caught stealing rate, which it was at one point above 50%. 1-2, rolled foul, third base side. Obviously, with an older guy, too, and Wickriff on the mound, so you've got a battery mate and a pitcher who are both college guys, so they may have a better sense of holding on runners. We'll see if Confidant tries to run again here on a 2-strike count. Pitch lifted in the air down the right field line. Valdez, just in fair territory, makes the catch. Runner tagging the third, and the throw is cut off by Delgado. So moves Confidant to third on the flyout with 2 outs, 2-0 Bradenton in the first inning. It was deep down that right field corner, and it hit about 300. But listen, at 325 down the right field line, 317 in left, and then 400 in center here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. A wind blowing a little bit out to left center right now. It's an 84-degree Wednesday night. First pitch to the righty batter is a breaking ball. Called strike on the inside corner to E. Smith Pineda. Left fielder 1-for-4, 2 RBIs on Monday. The 0-1. And fastball off the plate as Confidant is chased back to third on a pump fake by Bird. Marauders lead 2-0 after an Ismael Valdez home run in the top half of the inning. Woodcroft strides home, 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's that changeup. Again, trying to throw it in more spots here. And obviously, it's a lefty-dominated lineup today. 5 lefties in the starting 9 for Daytona. So we'll throw it more to righties. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Heater passed him for strike 3. And after the leadoff double, nothing after that as Wickriff tosses a scoreless first inning. 2-0 Daytona after 1, or Bradenton after 1, and the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To the best fans in all of minor league baseball, we want to thank you for your continued support of the Bradenton Marauders throughout the 2024 season. At Alicon Park on August 31st for Fan Appreciation Night, fans will receive 5 raffle tickets upon entry, and you can be a part of 9 innings of winnings. Stick around after the game for the largest and the last fireworks show of the season. Gates open early at 5 p.m., so purchase your tickets now online at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, 2-0 Bradenton as the first pitch from Ben Brudy to Johnny Severino is down and in for ball 1. Start this second inning. Marauders Again, a 2-0 lead on Daytona after a home run from Esmerlin Valdez last inning. Deep breath from Broody, 1-0. And that's it, well out to deep left field. Pineda turns around, he's at the wall, it's gone. Johnny Severino, a home run, back-to-back innings for a Marauder batter. And Bradenton surges forward, 3-0 in the second. Broody's got the home run bug right now. Two of the three hits allowed have been long balls. Base is still empty. Andrew Patrick, the righty, digs in the back end against the righty, Ben Broody. Pitch. Slider at the knees, called strike. Patrick did not play on Monday. These last three hitters in the lineup did not get into the game against Daytona the other night. 0-1. Slider way outside this time for a ball. It's 1-1. Patrick on the year, playing in his 14th game, is just 7 for his first 36. Ball punched up the middle on the ground, is through past the diving Stafura in the left center field. And Patrick has the Marauders' fourth hit today against Ben Broody. They are getting to him here in the early goings. This is a total 180 from the other night in terms of offensive things. Runner at first with still nobody out, Derek Berg, the catcher. Righty-righty matchup. Good lead on first for Patrick. The pitch is over the heart of the plate, called strike with a fastball. Now Broody did pitch in Bradenton when three innings, gave up two runs on three hits. Hit a batter while walking three and striking out two. That was on April 20th. That was a Saturday start at Lee Comp. Tossed to first and a headlong back in Stannington, say, is Patrick. Runner in motion, the 0-1. It's a slide on the backstop outside, and Patrick takes second base. One ball, one strike is another man out there in scoring position, which has been a category that Bradenton has struggled in this during this six-game losing skid. 1-1, on the ground softly towards third. Charging in, Sanchez has it low. Throw to first, picked out of the turf by Jack Boss. And with two outs, Patrick holds at second base. It's up to Carlos Caro to drive in a runner from second. Caro, number 9, batter today. Did not play on Monday. Called up late last week from the FCL Pirates. Runner off to third, and it comes in and nearly hits him off the glove of Obana to the backstop, but another stolen base here for Andrew Patrick. Marauders have three of them today against Broody. Field is in on the turf with just one out. Broody, deep side, 1-0. And slider low and away for a ball. For his last start, again, overall numbers of sub 3 ERA. He's been most terrific in August. This is his first start in September. Obviously the first week of it. 2-0. Pitch on the outside corner, called strike. Now Broody, 5 innings, no hits, an earned run, 4 walks and 5 Ks. That, he picked up the win against Palm Beach. That was very similar to what happened to Carlson Reed last week for Greensboro. Start of the year here in Bradenton. 2-1, fastball outside for ball 3. Reed went, I believe it was six no-hit innings, but had an earned run against him with 10 strikeouts. And they lost no-hit bid. They were losing 1-0 in the no-hit bid until the eighth inning. They put up two runs, and then the no-hitter was lost in the eighth. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Pitch on the outer half. The count's full. Now, Brody's worst ERA month was in April at a 4.05 mark. 3.46, so he's just gotten better as the year has gone on. Full counter, infield in with the runner at third. The pitch, slider check, swing on the appeal. He did not go around, it's ball four. And Caro walks. So places runners at first and third. Was still just one out. 3-0 Bradenton into the top of the second. They've gotten a pair of home runs to bring home all three runs. Willie Blair, the pitching coach, out to have a word. As the pitch count for Broody as well is up to 37. No action yet in the bullpen. You see maybe one player now just starting to throw, actually, as he mentioned that. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Across the FSL, big week, as I said. Fort Myers and Lakeland are playing a head-to-head series. That was won in a range-shortened contest yesterday. Was won by Lakeland, so they only gained half a game because Fort Myers has played way less games. But still a half a game out right now, Lakeland is. It's currently 1-0 Flying Tigers in the top of the third inning at Joker Martin Stadium. Here in Daytona, one out, runners at the corners. 3-0 Bradenton of the second, and a balk is called. I'll bring home a run. Four nothing Bradenton after the balk. Score is Patrick from third, Caro to second base. Still just one out. And the righty Will Taylor. First pitch to him. Here's a fastball, pop of the zone, called strike. Taylor flied out the center, but ended up seeing seven pitches in that at-bat, so it was a very productive one in terms of that. Brody looked to second, a long stare that way. The 0-1, inside, nearly hits him on the front shoulder area. It's 1-1. Otters, four runs on four hits, no errors in the early goings. Giving Connor Whitgriff a nice lead here, but he hasn't gone more than three innings so far. Toss to second base on a spin move and a headlong dive back in for Caro. So Whitgriff is still looking for his first professional victory. And who knows if it will come today or not. One ball, one strike, and another check the runner at second base to throw that way. Caro again with a headlong dive back in safely. Brody shakes off the catcher Obana a pair of times, now gets a sign. Comes together, 1-1. And on the outside corner, called strike. Brody has had a hard time keeping runners close today. Runners have been running rampant. They've got three stolen bases, including two this half inning by Patrick. Got two strikes on Taylor, though. The pitch is down and in at the shoot tops for ball. Oh, Taylor may be a professional, but he still has his purple Clemson spikes. It's a Nike swoosh that's purple with an orange outline. All white spikes. The Clemson purple and orange running across the edges of it on the bottom. 2-2, and a line towards third off the glove of Sanchez in the left field. Around third, Carl's coming home, throws cut off. It's an RBI single for Will Taylor, and it's 5-0 Bradenton. As Broody maybe coming to an end of the line here, and here comes Julio Murillo, and so that'll do it for the North Kingstown product in Rhode Island, as Broody is outing short-lived today, and that will be a call to the bullpen here after the Taylor single. 5-0 Bradenton with just one out, runner on in the second inning. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoke, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in the top of the second inning, Bradenton is swarmed down to the gates, leading 5-0 over Daytona as they have chased the starter Ben Broody out of the ballgame today. 5 runs on 5 hits, including a pair of home runs, and now Jimmy Romano is in. Right-hander making his third professional appearance. Faces a switch hitting Connor Delgado, runner in motion. First pitch is flat up in the air to right field. Taylor has to head back to first. Now he realizes that. As catch is made by Almonte. In right field, two gone as let's meet Romano. 21-year-old stands on the hill at 6'1", 200 pounds, native of Livingston, New Jersey. 16th round pick back in this year's draft, I'd say, and played his college ball at Duke. So Broody's day done after inning and a third. On the losing end right now, his first pitch to Esmerlin Valdez is missed for a ball. Romano, in his first two appearances, allowed just 1 run on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 3 1/3. Does not have a strikeout yet. Righty holds, 1-0. On the ground, towards third, back of the bag, fielded by Sanchez. Sets, plants, low throw to first, and it's picked off the turf by Moss to end the second inning. But another big inning. Marauders get 3 runs on 3 hits with 1 man left on base. 5-0 Marauders after 1.5 here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two is Connor Wickriff back on the hill to face 5-4-5. Ari Lomonte, lefty, steps in, takes downstairs for ball one. It's 1-0 against Connor Wickriff, who now has some run support after a three-run top of the second inning. 1-0, and Almonte watches a pitch bomb in the zone, called strike, and the count's even. Wickriff, 16 pitches, 12 strikes in that first inning. 1-1 is down and away for a ball. Wickriff flapping the glove from the first base side, 2-1. And throws him a breaking ball inside for ball three. Well, Wickriff, a guy, doesn't really walk that many men so far in his professional start here this year. He's walked just one so far. 3-1. Check swing by Almonte on the peel. He did not go around. It's ball four. And there is a leadoff walk as for the second straight inning, the leadoff man's on. Confidant doubled to start the first before Wickriff retired the next three, including a strikeout to end it. Well, Wickriff this past year at Minnesota went 8-4, the 2.77 ERA. Had 74 strikeouts and 13 starts. First pitch to the righty hitter, and Ricardo Cabrera is a called strike. And so on one. Okay, in the fourth former Gopher to be selected by the Pirates, and swing and a miss on a changeup there at 0-2. Oh, J.P. Massey was selected back in 2022. He's up in High A now in Greensboro. Former Marauder as well. Wickriff shakes off the catcher Berg a pair of times, now nods and gets agreement. 0-2. Rolled softly foul into the dugout. The only walk and the only earned run came on August 17th in his first professional start against Dunedin. He's ahead on Cabrera, 0-2. Swing and a miss. Change up down to the dirt. Got him. Second strikeout for Wickriff. He's got the first out in the second inning. They're at first, 5-0 Bradenton to the bottom of the second inning. As Carlos Sanchez, the lefty batter. Pitch. Slider. Called strike. It's 0-1. Sanchez hitting 207 this year. No home runs and 16 RBIs. The 0-1. Ricky Ball. Into the air to left field. Patrick backs up. Edge of the track at the warning track. Makes the catch in front of the wall. As Almonte has to head back to first on a loud second out. Well, that's the thing, too. Lincoln Park has seen the most home runs in the FSL this year, but, I mean, 317 down the left field line, that's still shorter than Lincoln Park. And, you know, ball Lincoln like that, that's probably shy of the track, but here it's nearly a double. Started to head towards the line, that ball at Sanchez's hip. First pitch of Jack Moss is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. 5-0 Marauders in the second inning. I know a joke with pitching coach Matt Ford when the Marauders were in Palm Beach and how that is such a pitcher's heaven there. 1-0. Flip foul, third base side. It's 1-1. Which that's why until that 18-run game on Sunday, it's still pretty impressive to think that the Marauders pitching staff held an ERA just over 4 for the longest time. And still, they're 4.15 considering you're in a hitter's ballpark. 1-1. He's down and away for a ball. Pitching staff, you're at 4-2-1 right now, but that went up about 0.1 after the 18-run performance. 2-1. Line foul, out of play again, third base side. And the count back, even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner on, 2 outs, as Whitgriff looking at the same thing for the second straight inning, allow leadoff man on, then retire the next 3. 1 strike away from doing so on Moss. And the pitch is just down and away for a ball. As Whitgriff trying to bear down here, we'll give runner at first in Almonte a head start. 3 balls, 2 strikes on the lefty, Jack Moss. Almonte will get a head start. There he goes, 3-2. And a little foul again out of play at third base side. Two again, the pitch. Flipped again, foul, left side. On top of the home dugout, or home clubhouse, I should say. Just down the left field line. Visiting clubhouse is down the right field line. Three and two for the third time. On the ground, 2-3, off the chest of Leijay. And that allows everybody to reach on an E5. Took a funky hop off the turf, and Leijay just missed it and hit him right in the chest. So an E5 there. Puts 2 on and keeps the inning going in the second inning. 5-0 Bradenton as number 9 hitter, Diego Manya. Righty batter, with 2 on, 2 outs. Pitch, swing and a miss, back pick to first, and no, they don't get him. I don't know, Jim Horner's coming out saying there's no way, and I agree with him. He was a dead duck at first, and Jim Horner, he's not happy, and I don't blame him. I mean, Chad Lagana just blew that call. Plaz tagged out Moss way before he even got back to the bag. So the Marauders should be out of the inning again. An error, and then should have been a pickoff there. Count is a strike, so it's 0-1. Swing and a miss on a changeup in the dirt. It's 0-2. Either way, you hope that Whitgriff can get him here and say, okay, no harm really done. It's 2 extra pitches, but still, Whitgriff at 37 right now. A little bit more work than he's usually used to. 0-2. And a changeup outside for a ball. Seen a lot of changeups today from Whitgriff. Usually a lot of sliders. And a 1-2, and a fastball high. Kind of in 2-2. Almonte walked, strikeout, flyout, then E5, allowed Moss to reach. A 5-0 ball game, bottom two, as Whitgriff steps off the back side of the rubber. Almonte hitting 204 this season with a home run, 8 RBIs. 2-2, fouled off at home. Berg caught the carom off the backside of Omania. Shares the same spelling as Gustavo Omania, the Marauders' third base coach and bench coach who works a lot with the catchers. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, the pitch. In the dirt, blocked away by Berg behind him now. And so wild pitch moves runners to second and third. It's just been a tough start to the series for the Marauders pitching staff. There was a ball that was ruled a hit that probably should have been E6 that gave up two runs and led to a big inning. And then it happened on Sunday, too, where a couple of errors led to a big inning. And now here, you know, call it first, and you know, nothing's hit yet, but it's been some high leverage pitches, and I'm going to call a balk here. So that's a run against him, but it shouldn't be. Balk brings in a run, 5-1, Bradenton still. Runner at third, and the count is full on Diego Amaña. Looking for trying to bear down here, 3-2. Swing and a miss, he got him. Ball dropped by Berg, it gets past him, and a runner scores on the strikeout, wild pitch. Five-two, the score as Berg goes out to have a chat, and as does pitching coach Matt Ford. And now Wickriff in danger of not getting out of the second inning. He's at 42 pitches right now, and he's running out of pitches too. He threw 16 in the first, and the most he's thrown in the start is this one now. He was at 37 his last start, now 42 here. And there is a righty. Looks like Luigi Hernandez is up and throwing. But again, these two runs really shouldn't be on the board if it wasn't for the missed call by Chad Lagana at first. A strikeout wild pitch scores his second run now. So top of the order back around with the runner on, two runs in. And Yerling confident on the lefty. First pitch in tight for a ball. This is probably the last batter or two for Wickriff. Lefty from the stretch, 1-0. Slider fouled off of Bird. And it's 1-1. Tortugas in the inning have two runs on no hits, one error so far. We're going to have one man left on base if Wickriff can get confident leadoff man here. One ball, one strike. A look to first. And Wickriff deals. Slider bends over the heart of the plate, and it's ruled a ball. I mean, that was right at the bottom of the zone. I think Jim Orr just said, really? I think it's what I just saw down there. Well, here's a 2-1 and a breaking ball. Now, that one's called a strike. And that was a strike. And it's 2-2. I mean, that was at least a foot above the knees. I mean, we're talking almost halfway up the thigh. 2-2, swing and a miss, and Wickriff puts him away to end the second inning. Wickriff ends up striking out the side, 4 Ks on the day in 2 innings, but 2 runs score, 5-2 Marauders here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning as Bradenton leads 5-2 after two unearned runs score in the second inning. Now in the third, Ready Axel Plaza against Jimmy Romano. First pitch is the fastball high and in at 92 miles an hour for ball one. As they got the radar gun working here tonight now. Hasn't been functioning so far as the one. It was a slider on the outside corner for a called strike. Laz flat out the center his first time up. That was against the starter in Ben Brody, who was chased out of the ballgame. 1-1 is a ball in the dirt for ball two. Now Brody went just inning and a third, and then Romano got the last two outs. Just a kid from North Jersey, and the 2-1 Plaz swings and misses out for a strike. It's 2-2. And Jimmy Romano, who's full name, according to his MILB.com bio, is Generoso. 2-2 is low and away with a breaking ball, and the count's full on Plaz. Spelled Generoso. His middle name's James, which for short you can go by Jimmy. That's how you get Jimmy Romano. 3-2. Plaz rips it on the ground, a third to his left. Sanchez scoops and fields, throws across the diamond. One gone. That was a nice play there by Sanchez. That was a worm burner here on this turf. That was hard hit. Leadoff man retired in the third inning. Ethan Leje. As Bradenton holds a 5-2 lead, but Whitgriff's day's probably done, and that's unfortunate. Righty batter, first pitch, and a slider runs outside for a ball. Romano this past year at Duke as pitch. Breaking ball popped up high in the air behind him out of play. It's 1-1. 25 in the third innings at a 3.91 ERA out of the bullpen. He walked 10, struck out 34, and allowed just 22 hits during his time in the bullpen this year for Duke. 1-1, and runs inside for a ball. Romano was originally a two-way player at Duke. 2-1. And a cue shot foul, first base side. He was an infielder. He's listed at, but doesn't look like he got any game time in his college career as an infielder. 2-2. Well, breaking ball to the backstop behind Leje. St. Joseph's Regional High School up in Jersey. It's a good school to go to for athletics and academics. 3-2. Check swing, and it's down and away, ball four. AJ walks. And a one-out walk to begin this third inning. One out, runner on, 5-2. Bradenton is ahead. Righty Johnny Severino, the batter. Pitch, and a fastball high and in for ball. Severino clubbed his fourth home run of the season out to left field over the manual scoreboard, just like as Marilyn Valdez did in the first. And the 1-0, swing and a miss. Stretch for that slider down and away at 83. It's 1-1. Well, the Marauders offense had 7 total hits in 9 innings. They got 5 so far in the first 2+. 1-1. And a fastball on the outside corner called strike. And Severino falls behind 1-2. The right side of the infield is wide open. Infield shifted over to the left. 1-2. Popped up in the air, twisting, foul ground, third base side. And it's into the seats out of play. Well, how the seating works here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. It is an old ballpark, too, that has a long tradition in history. It's one of the oldest ballparks in the country you can come here to see a game. Toss to first, a headlong dive back in safely. It's located right on the Halifax River. Opened in 1914. And which the present-day grandstand and press box were built in 1962. As Severino flies one out to deep left field. And he's got number 2. A no-doubter for Johnny Severino. It's a multi-home run day. It's 7-2 Bradenton. El Severino's got some magic in that stick. He's got a cycle already this year. How about a 2 home run day in 2 at-bats? Three home runs today for the Marauders. Valdez with 1, Severino with 2, and it's back to a 5-run lead. Andrew Patrick, the righty, first pitch is bomb the zone, called strike, it's 0-1. But there's the seating on the third base side at the 0-1. It's downstairs for ball, it's 1-1. It's GA seating. It's a big, tall bleacher, and then behind him is the actual seats, the grandstand that was built in 1962. 1-1, breaking ball, blooped up in the air, shallow left center. Stafura treks out, turns himself, and makes the grab. 2 gone. Ballpark also hosts Beth and Cookman, their baseball team. Tortugas were founded here in 1993 and have called home here. First pitch, Derek Bird is laced to center field. Confidant treks in, makes the catch, and that's the third inning. But 2 more runs score and the home run from Johnny Severino at 7-2 Bradenton after 2.5 here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bob bottom three. Bradenton strikes for two more runs on a home run from Johnny Severino. They lead 7-2 as a new pitcher into the ballgame is Luigi Hernandez, who replaces Connor Wicker. First pitch to lefty, and Peyton Stovall is chopped foul at the first base side for strike one. So Wickriff departs after two innings, gives up two unearned runs on a hit, a walk, and four strikeouts. His ERA now sub one at 0.90. And in steps Hernandez, the 0-1. Stovall takes down and in for a ball. And it's 1-1. 20-year-old Luigi Hernandez, who's from the Bronx, up in New York. This year, 3-3, a 6.91 ERA in 22 outings. He's walked 53 times, struck out 68 batters in 56 innings. 1-1's a ball in the dirt for ball two. He's got some really good stuff. Sometimes just can't command it the entire time. 2-1, slider ripped into center field, base hit. Couple of hops to Will Taylor, it's leadoff single, and for the third straight inning, the Tortugas had leadoff men on. It's been a very efficient part of their offense so far, as it led to two runs last inning, a walk, an error, and a strikeout wild pitch. It was a wild second inning, let's just say that. Righty Sammy Stafura takes a slider outside for ball one. The last outing for Hernandez. Pitched two and third innings and a spot start of a doubleheader. 1-0. Slider way outside for ball two. Which he'd been pitching a lot better, too. He was probably on his best stretch of baseball in the season from August 8th until that spot start. He had allowed one run in 10 innings. Ricky ball outside for ball three. And lowered his ERA from 7.05 to 6.04. He's typically a multi-inning guy, so we'll probably see him go a couple today if he can get there or not. Behind Don Stafura, 3-0. Pitch. And on the zone called strike. Stafura flying out to right field his first time up. One and a called strike. Stafura flustered as he was walking up the first base line and then spun around and held back there. It's 3-2. Sun setting from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Now past Labor Day. Hernandez collects a hold in the 3-2. Outside ball four, and he's allowed the first two to reach here in the third inning. Two on, nobody out, 7-2 Bradenton. As Derek Berg walks out to the mound. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard around the Pittsburgh Pirates system, or the Florida State League system here today. Tampa and Dunedin are postponed due to rain. They're supposed to play a doubleheader, I believe, tomorrow. We'll see if they get that one or not. Clearwater has canceled today at home against St. Lucie as they finished a completion of a game from yesterday, 4-3 Mets in seven. So they played, I think, maybe three innings of baseball then, maybe. Eastman-Pinedo ready. Pitches outside for a ball. Lakeland at the halfway mark is up 2-0 at home over Fort Myers, and Jupiter is trailing a run 1-0 against Palm Beach. We have the bases loaded, one out right now in the top of the fifth inning. 1-0, and down and away at a 93-mile-hour fastball. It's 2-0. So Hernandez, unfortunately, has not found the zone consistently here today. He's thrown a dozen pitches, just four strikes. Two ball count. And the pitch. Here it is. Way high. That's 3-0. Over an hour in, not through three innings yet. Got a lot of offense and some walks, so a lot of foot traffic. 3-0. And a fastball finds zone for a called strike. Pitch is off the plate outside for ball four, and Hernandez is blocked and loaded here in the third. Infield converges on Hernandez, who allowed a single, then walked the next two, and pitching coach Matt Ford out. And now looks like a new righty may get going here down the bullpen. Single, walk, walk in this third inning. Again, Connor Whitgriff, his final numbers again today. Two innings, a hit, 200 runs, a walk, four strikeouts, 47 pitches, 31 strikes, and now Hernandez has the dangerous Ariel Almonte coming to the plate here. He's kind of not one of those guys that you want to have the plate in a big spot in a big situation. He's now tied for the league lead in home runs with Esmerlin Valdez. Almonte, 64 RBIs this year. He leads a team in that category. Bases are loaded. Nobody out, 7-2 Bradenton. Lefty Almonte, pitch, spiked to the dirt and scooped by Berg on a hop. There's two about a 95-mile-an-hour fastball about 58 feet in. Where to put him. Almonte walked and scored last inning. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Like a cutter that time, it's a 1-1. Ran just down and in at the shoe tops almost of Almonte. Righty sets in the 1-1. Downstairs with another cutter, it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and the pitch is low for ball three. So now Hernandez is in real danger of walking on a run to bring up the tying run, who's on deck in Ricardo Cabrera. Nobody out, base is loaded. Five-run game, 3-1. Outside, ball four, and it brings in a run. I'll bring up Ricardo Cabrera as there is a righty throwing in the bullpen. So I think Luigi's got one, if not two more batters, and that's it. Here's the righty Cabrera. Big open stance. The pitch is over the heart of the plate. Called strike with the slider. It's 0-1. Stafford's at third, Pineda's at second, Almonte's at first. A 7-3 ball game now. Tortuga scored a pair of unearned runs last inning. Here's the 0-1. Slider way outside, and the count's even. Marauders have scored runs in the first three innings today. They have belted three home runs. One ball, one strike. Chopper to the right side, charging in. Caro flipped to second, the out there. Turn to first, a double play. A run does score, but they get at least two. And it's a 7-4 ball game. Stafura scores, Pineda to second, or to third base, excuse me. And Almonte is eliminated off the base pass. Runner at third, two outs for Carlos Sanchez. 7-4 Bradenton. Lefty batter against the righty Hernandez. Kicks home. First pitch is a fastball in the outside corner, called strike. Sanchez flat out to left his first time up. He's 0 for his last 14 at the plate. Looking to flip the script here. 0-1. Down away with a heater. On the count, 1-1. Hernandez together. Love from the letters, 1-1. Swinging a chop foul, first base side, it's 1-2. A little tapper above the right shoulder of Berg. Well, if he can get Sanchez here, it wouldn't be the worst of an inning. Had the base loaded, nobody outs, gives him 2 runs and that's it, he'll take that. Has to get him here. 1-2, outside. And the count back even 2-2, kind of missed with that two-seam fastball. That ran away. Danger of another full count here. But here's a 2-2 first. Swing and a miss, he got him. And Hernandez ends the inning right there with a strikeout. As in the third, 2-run score on 1 hit. 1 man left on base. After 3, 7-4, Bradenton here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Hall Schemes bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Jimmy Romano back out for another full inning of work as he's got an inning of 2/3 under his belt. Start this top of the fourth inning, Bradenton 7, Tortugas 4, as Carlos Carla, righty, number 9 hitter, digs in. First pitch is a fastball that runs high and tight for ball one. Marauders have struck for 7 runs across the first 3 innings as a 1-0. Carl watches on the outside corner, called strike at 92. It was a 2-1 home run by Valdez in the first. As a 1-1, slotted downstairs for ball two. In the second, Severino leadoff home run, and then a RBI single from Will Taylor. Pitch, fastball, bottom third of the zone, called strike, it's 2-2. And a balk brought in the other run, and then in the third inning, it was another home run from Johnny Severino, who's got 2 today. And here's a 2-2. Popped up a mile high behind Tom. Omania behind Tom. And runs out of room, out of play. Carl saved there by the backstop. This is an old turf field, only turf facility. And the Florida State League. Don't see many turf fields in the south because it does get a little bit hotter than on the black pellets. It reflects the heat and radiation. 2-2. And that hits him. Off the elbow guard, and Caro will walk down the first base line. Leadoff man aboard for the second time today for Bradenton. Now here in the fourth inning, 7-4, Bradenton. as Will Taylor, the center fielder. Our righty batter against the right-hander. And Jimmy Romano settles from the letters. Pitch. Bunt shown. Fouled straight back to the screen for a strike one. Well, a pair of ACC guys now duking it out. Romano out of Duke. And Taylor out of Clemson. These two teams did face each other a number of times this past year. Yoan. Line weakly to second base. Caught by Stovall. Throw to first. They got him. Line out. Double play. And two gone in the fourth. So just like that, two outs, bases clear as Connor Delgado switching shortstop, bats left against the righty Romano. The pitch, line foul, first base side and towards the Marauders bullpen. It's 0-1. Delgado 1-for-2, the 0-1. He's a changeup in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-1. Delgado singled in. Came around to score in the first inning. He also stole a base. Team leader at 22. 1-1 is in the dirt for a ball. Both teams have some action in their bullpen. Hernandez probably done after that adventurous one inning that he pitched in. And there is a righty in Daytona's bullpen on the left field line. 2-1, the count. As Delgado tips it into the mitt for a strike two. Romano's pitch count is running up here. 36 pitches, 20 strikes. Across 2 1/3 innings. That's pretty good, though. 2-2. High bound to the right side off the turf. Big hop for Stovall. Collects and throws to first, and that's the fourth inning. Base is just the minimum. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, 7-4 Bradenton here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom four, Bradenton with a three-run lead at 7-4 as new pitcher in is Hung Long Cheng, who replaces Luigi Hernandez after an inning. 22-year-old Cheng, native of Taiwan, faces 8-9-1 as Jack Moss, lefty batter, first pitch. The righty Cheng is over the heart of the plate, called strike at 91. It is nothing at 1. Cheng 4-7 this year, a 4.76 ERA in 18 outings, 14 starts. And the righty 0-1 is hit in the air to high to center field. Taylor backpedals, squares his shoulders, and settles under it for the first down. Arrest numbers on Chang, 28 walks, 69 Ks, and 75 2/3 innings. Opponents hitting 280 off of him this year. Leadoff man put away for Diego Omano. 7-4 Bradenton in the bottom of the fourth. Number 9 batter, the righty, takes a fastball over the heart of the plate, called strike. Chang just recently off the injured list. The 0-1, and a fastball in the outside corner, called strike at 92. Came off a week ago to the day, August 27th. Made an appearance last week under the pen. 1-0-2, and swing and a miss for strike 3. 94 passed him from Hung Long Chang. And 2 up, 2 down on just 5 pitches. Well, Chang did okay in his first inning that he pitched in last week against Tampa, but then not so great after that. Inning a third, 3 runs on 2 hits, 3 walks, no strikeouts. Here is Yerlin Compton on the lefty. His pitch is inside with a slider for a ball. Chang throws a little bit of everything. Throws a curveball, slider, changeup, fastball, cutter. 1-0. Check swing taken, and it's a ball. Confidant 1-for-2, leadoff man today. Also led off on Monday. 2-ball count. Swing and a miss on a fastball in the outer half. There's that kind of two-seam cutting action. Two on. Check swing downstairs. On a slider, it's 3-1. Two outs, base is empty in the bottom of the fourth inning. Peyton Stovall is on deck. Big tall confidant. Back in, pitch, and it's downstairs, a ball four. Confidant walks, he's on board for the second time. Now bring up Peyton Stovall. Runner on, two outs, and Stovall is the hitter. Lefty batter. And the first pitch to him from the righty Chang, off the way, tossed to first, and it's off the glove of Plaz and kicks away. Confidant heads down to second base on the error. We'll see what that one's on. If it is on Plaz or on the throw, either way, an error gets him down there. That's the second error today by Bradenton. We're right second base. Forrest Stovall is 1-for-2. Pitch to him. There's a fastball outside black, called strike at 92. So that will be an error on Chang. So if a base hit were to score him, that would be an unearned run. Long start at second, the 0-1. And down and away with a changeup, it's 1-1. Stovall's single that scored last inning. It was a base load of walk to Almonte that drove him in. Another run scoring as well in that inning. Pitch is line to center field, sinking fast. Taylor lets it bounce for a base hit. Confidant scores after the throwing error. It's now a 7-5 ball game. So a run scoring single for Stovall. It makes the error loom large there. Now here in this fourth inning. Here's Sammy Zafura. Is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored in the third. Runner at first, the righty batter pitch. It's down and away for a ball. Some two-out offense here after a two-out walk issued to Confidant, moves a second on a throwing error and scores on the single from Stovall. 1-0. Tapper up the first base side foul. Right off the edge of the bat and the count's even. Tortugas have scored in the last three innings now, two in the second, two in the third, and one here in this fourth inning. Chang gazes in for the sign, looks to first, and comes together. 1-1, in tight for a ball. Chang has spent the entire year here with Bradenton. Came up the end of last year, signed at a high school in Taiwan, 2-1. Roller foul softly third base side, the count's even 2-2. Pirates, they have a lot of international signings from Taiwan and just the area out there in Asia too. Signed another player this year in Jun Suk Shim, who was then dealt to the Marlins as a part of the Ryan De La Cruz deal. 2-2 is down and in for ball three. Well, Sung Shae Chong, who's in double Antuna, is another guy. He's hails from, I believe, Taiwan. Po Yu Chen, of course, also in Altoona as well. Run of emotion at first with two outs. And a toss that way. Chang collects. And the 3-2 runner in motion, and it's in the dirt for ball four. The second walk in the sitting from Hung Lung Chang. And all this movement has come with two outs in this inning. It has been a busy day in the bullpen, and yet another pitcher getting warm as Matt Ford, the pitching coach, along with his translator, Jason, will come out to the mound here to interpret. Well, Chang speaks English, but just to get everything in order, it's nice to have a translator. Because the Pirates have so many players that hail from either Taiwan or in that area, Chang speaks Mandarin Chinese. Which in Mandarin Chinese, Chang's last name would be Chong. Caden Tischner comes out to break up the meeting on the mound. Marauders have seen their lead been cut a few times. As large as five. It has been cut down to as little as two. As it is right now, 7-5. Bradenton, we're still in the fourth inning. It's been a long one at the ballpark tonight here in the last week of the season for Bradenton, who have been eliminated from playoffs. Daytona trying to get there. Runner at second base. Two outs for E. Smith Pinedo. Righty hitter pitch. Check swing down and in. It's ball one. Chang up 20 pitches in this half inning. He got the first two outs on just five. 1-0. Slider popped up behind him. Bird sheds the mask, heads towards the Daytona dugout, and he makes the catch to end the fourth inning. But a run in to score on a hit, an error, and two men left out on the base paths. When you come back here, it's the fifth inning, 7-5 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Top of the fifth inning, Tortugas have cut the Marauders' lead down to 7-5 here at Jack Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida. Thomas and Zarella, so glad you could join us here on this Wednesday night. As Stephen Quigley is a new pitcher into the ballgame for Daytona, faces as Marilyn Valdez the righty. First pitch from Quigley. Pitch is down low for ball, and it's 1-0. Valdez 1-for-2 at a 2-run home run in the first inning. His 20th bomb of the year ties himself with Almonte for the league lead. Pitch on the outside corner, called strike. It's 1-1. Quigley, 24 years old from Brockton, Massachusetts. Just outside the city, then southwest of Boston. 1-1 is outside. It's 2-1. Making his second appearance this year with Daytona, 0-1, 11.57 ERA. Gave up 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 and a third innings. And his last start, 2-1. On the zone, called strike. That was in Palm Beach last week, picked up the loss. And the count's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Check swing, and it's outside. Quigley was just signed as a free agent by the Reds. Working from the first base side of the rubber, 3-2. Foul back, first base side. Quigley, who played his college ball at Wheaton College, that's a Division III school up in Massachusetts. 10th player in school history to sign a deal with a big league club. 3-2. Foul back again. That's one of the better D3 programs you can sign from in the region. You know, down here in parts of Florida and other parts of the country, there's a lot of NAIA or Division II, but in the Northeast, New England, there's a lot of D3 schools. Payoff pitch is fouled back again. Wheaton College is located in Norton, Massachusetts. It's the home of TPC Boston, which has typically hosted a PGA Tour event. Once again, 3-2. Outside with a slider for ball four, and he walked him. And Valdez reaches leadoff head on for Axio Plaza, the righty. Well, it's funny, too, that for it being such a small school, there have been a number of big leaguers out of there. Nick Raposo, who's in the Blue Jays org, was on the major roster with the Cardinals this year. Righty Axio Plaza, first pitch to him, is down and off the plate for a ball. Post, I believe, was DFA'd then off the big league roster and then picked up then. What else? Foul back. It's 1-1. And then the one big name is kind of a longtime big leaguer, Chris Sinorfio, who played for a while in the big leagues. And playing 10 years. That's a successful career. Get your pension and everything. Righty Quigley from the letters. Kickson delivers 1-1. And it's off the plate. Back pick to first is low and away. It's 2-1. No, but DeNorfia played 2 years with the Reds in 05 and 06. Was drafted out of Wheaton College in the 19th round. Pitch. 2-1's on the outside corner, called strike. Quigley, who again started his career at Wheaton College, actually ended up getting signed, played his rest of his career at UConn. Played 3 years at Wheaton, and then his last 2 years at UConn in the Big East. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Plaz stretch for a slider there for strike three. And Quigley has his first K. One gone. Runner out of the fifth inning, 7-5, Bradenton, Ethan Leger. Well, this past year, UConn, Quigley started 17 games, went 6-3, a 4.01 ERA. Struck out 87 and 103 in the third innings. Ethan Leger, his pitch is whistled back to the screen for a strike. He also pitched 2 summers on Cape Cod for the Falmouth Commodores. And then again picked up after the draft by the Reds as a non-drafted free agent. Long hold, the 0-1. In the air to left center field. Confidant racing to his right, makes the catch on the run. Valdez retreats back to first. And here's Johnny Severino, who's 2-for-2 with 2 home runs today. Now looking for his 3rd long ball of the day. Righty Severino with the runner on, 7-5 Bradenton in the 5th. And a toss back to first. He's back in standing. Now, there have been 4 2-home-run games coming into today on the season. 3 of them from Esmerlin Valdez. Plaza has the other now. Severino can etch his name with them. First pitch to him, and he cuts and misses at a fastball for a strike. Now, Severino, for many Pirates fans and we'll call the trade a success. Severino dealt from the Brewers, who was a big money signing for them, to the Pirates in exchange for Carlos Santana. Bouncing ball to third. Sanchez goes to short at the second base, and that's the 5th inning. No runs, no hits, one man left on base. We're halfway home, 7-5. Bradenton here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The best fans in all of minor league baseball. We want to thank you for your continued support of the Bradenton Marauders throughout the 2024 season. At Lecom Park on August 31st for Fan Appreciation Night, fans will receive 5 raffle tickets upon entry, and you can be a part of 9 innings of winnings. Stick around after the game for the largest and the last fireworks show of the season. Gates open early at 5 p.m. So purchase your tickets now online at BradentonMarauders.com.
Southern skies. Have you ever noticed southern skies? Well, it's precious beauty lies just beyond the eye. It goes running through the soul.
Bottom 5, 7-5, Bradenton, as Nazar Lamonte to lefty, strokes at the first pitch, sends a high towering fly ball to right center. Valdez at the trap makes the catch as he lunges over in front of the giant LED light out there as Almonte flies out to the warning track for the first down. Oh, he just got a little bit too under that one. As Hung Long Cheng retires him for the first down. Bottom five, 7-5 Bradenton. And the righty Cheng's first pitch slider hits the backside of Cabrera. And he's on at first. Cheng gave up a run in the inning on a single from Peyton Stovall. As a runner at first, here's Carlos Sanchez. Sanchez 0 for 2 today. Sanchez, first pitch to him. Bonchon pulled back, and it's a changeup outside for ball one. Sanchez 0 for his last 15, trying to snap this long drought. One-oh is fouled off of Berg, who has been taking a beating tonight behind home. And it's 1-1, but you know what? You know, a guy from Army is going to be tougher than any catcher there is out there, so he's okay. There's a lot of Philly military connections in the Pirates, so I see Paul Skeens in the big leagues, who started his career in Air Force. Chang readies and spins to first. Low throw that way. Jonathan Johnson, the manager for the Marauders the last couple years, is now a hitting coordinator of the org. He's a guy from the Naval Academy, so there's again, at least a history right now of Academy guys in the system. 1-1. It's called strike on the outside corner with a changeup there. It's 1-2. And a couple of changeups thrown by Cheng now in this at-bat. Tying run of the plate for Daytona. Sanchez has no home runs, though. 1-2, he strikes out swinging on a breaking ball. And Cheng has his second K. Two gone in the fifth inning for Jack Moss. The lefty batter kicks around some dirt. 7-5 Bradenton, a runner on at first in the fifth inning. Moss is 0 for 2 with a run scored in the second. First pitch to the lefty. Check swing, it's a called strike. Marauders 7 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. Daytona 5 runs on just 3 hits and no errors. It's been a lot of... The Marauders are hurting themselves out there as the 0-1 is down and away for a ball. There are 2 unearned runs in the second inning after an error prolong the inning. A base loaded walk in the third, and so that's 3 runs. As 1-1, runner takes off, throw down to second base, is laid, and it's dropped by Delgado. A delayed steal by Ricardo Cabrera, and it pays off as Berg was about to snap throw to first and then had to alter his location and throw to second. Pitch was a ball, so it's 2-1 on Moss. Roll up to second, and the 2-1. It's jazzed down and away. It was outside, ball 3. And time call. As they're going to have to take a look on Cabrera at second base. He's now walking off the bag towards center field. Willie Murillo walks out with his lineup card, and you know, he may be done. It looks like they're going to bring in a pinch runner here. There's a 32 who's warming up. Let's see a 32 on the roster. So Cabrera, after his 19th stolen base, it looks like his day may be done. He hasn't departed yet. Eddie Asturias is the man who is getting loose, and we'll see if he does come in or not. But again, training staff, take a look at him. That's Sam Tedman. With manager Julio Murillo, and again, he still has his lineup card. Sanchez says something to him. This might be the one of the longer delays we've seen for a guy who's stretching things out right now. And now they'll take him out. Is Torres is the pinch runner at second base. Count 3-1. As Chang throws a couple of pitches here to try to stay loose. Count 3-1 on Moss as Torres, the pinch runner at second base, just added off the development list today. Now Cabrera has a DH, so he'll just probably stay there. 3-1 on Moss with two outs in a two-run ball game. 7-5 in the fifth inning. And the pitch home is off the plate for ball four. Oh, Chang, three walks today. It's very uncharacteristic of him. But two on, two outs for the catcher, Diego Amaña. Yeah, the three walks are tied for the second most this year. He walked four in Tampa back in May. First pitch is top to third, back in it by Lejane. His second, and the throw sails into the right center field. As Torres scores to third, goes Moss, and it's a one-run ball game. As Lejane airmailed the throw into right center field. Now he just rushed things there, and that's his second error today. So once again, the Marauders are just beating themselves up today. This should be another unearned run. And now it's all of a sudden a one-run ball game. As Yerlin Confidant, top of the order back around. First and third. As a lefty Confidant climbs in, pitch to him. That's off the edge of that foul. Third base side for a strike. Time called as Berg gives out the first and third signals. Confidant on base twice today, doubled in the first, walked and scored in the fourth inning. Jank for the belt, collects and delivers 0-1. Change up in the dirt, smothered by Berg. And the count even 1-1. One ball, one strike. Chang peers it over his front left shoulder, comes together. And the pitch. Tapper right back in front of the mound. Chang scoops, fires on the run to first, and that ends the fifth inning. But another run scores on an error. 7-6, Bradenton after five here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
To the best fans in all of minor league baseball, we want to thank you for your continued support of the Bradenton Marauders throughout the 2024 season. At Lecon Park on August 31st for Fan Appreciation Night, fans will receive 5 raffle tickets upon entry, and you can be a part of 9 innings of winnings. Stick around after the game for the largest and the last fireworks show of the season. Gates open early at 5 p.m., so purchase your tickets now online at BradentonMarauders.com. Seven-six, Bradenton after the Tortugas get a run in the fifth inning as Stephen Quigley out for another inning. First pitch to the righty and Andrew Patrick Bunch shown pulled back and it's ball one. Marauders have 7-8-9 due up in this half inning. Marauders 3 errors today led to 4 unearned runs, 1-0. And Patrick's late on a fastball, 93, and the count's even 1-1. Now, season highs, 5 errors in the game. I haven't touched that in a while. Quigley working from the windup, first base side. 1-1. Check swing, foul ball. And strike two. That was really a defensive measure for Patrick. He tried to lean back and ended up hitting the barrel. Hit right down into the dirt. Unfortunate there as Patrick climbs back in the right side on the back end of it. It's 1-for-2, and the pitch hit in the air to right field and in. Almonte treks that way and makes the catch off his left shoulder. One gone. Quigley came in last inning, walked leadoff man to retire the next 3. He's the third arm in today. Ben Broody, another New England guy, went just inning the third. Romano 2 2/3, and then now Quigley inning in the third. Righty catcher Derek Bird, and a first pitch on the outside corner is a breaking ball for a called strike. Bird grounded out in the lineup so far tonight. The 0-1 on the ground, back up the middle. Stafford to his left, bobbles and kicks it away. And E6 allows Berg to reach. So both teams kind of kicking and throwing it around here. Runner on for Carlos Caro in this top of the sixth inning. 7-6 Bradenton. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch. Fastball on the outside edge, called strike at 94 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Oh, One is on the ground, right side, and it sneaks through past the diving Stovall. Berg holds at second base with a single and two on with one out in the sixth inning, a one-run lead. Two on with top of the order background for Will Taylor. First pitch to the righty, fans on a breaking ball down and away for a strike one. Now this is a crucial juncture of the ball game. The Marauders have outplayed Daytona by a little bit of a margin tonight. Not a crazy margin, but they have just three hits with four unearned runs. It could be a 7-2 ball game right now. 0-1. And a fastball off the plate for a ball. And this is where the Marauders have to capitalize, because Daytona has done so every time tonight. The Marauders have made a mistake, whether it's a two-out walk or a two-out error. That keeps the inning going, and this is one here where, you know, there's one out, but could easily be two. 1-1, flipped up to the right side, caught by Moss, who tried to tag out the runner in Caro there, as Taylor just got jammed. So first and second, two outs still, and this is where Connor Delgado has to try to take advantage. Well, the Marauders are 2-for-3, or now 2-for-4 after Taylor's at bat, with Ben in scoring position tonight. Delgado batting left, pitch to him. Check swing, and it's bomb the zone, called strike. Bradenton, during this six-game losing streak they're on, are 6-for-61. That is an 0.98 average, which is the third worst in minor league baseball during that stretch. Look to second, and quickly 0-1. Down and in for a ball with a slider, and it's 1-1. Well, during that span, too, they have the third most, or the 15th most at bat, should say, during that span. And that's because they played also four last innings, because they played a doubleheader on Saturday. 1-1, down and away for a ball. You know, talking with hitting coach Scott Siebel, and that's kind of something the Pirates want. They want a quantity. You know, sometimes it's about, we want those chances more times than not, and they have got them. They just haven't hit men in, obviously. 0-for-8 on Monday in the loss. 2-1, and Delgado takes high with a slider. He's a 5'7" guy, so it's a bit of a tighter zone there. Time called as Quigley backs off the first base side of the rubber. Berg at second, Caro at first, and the 3-1 is fouled back to the screen and the count's full. Three balls and two strikes. 7-6 Bradenton here in the top of the sixth inning. It has been a slow moving game today on this Wednesday in Daytona. Game two of this week-long series to close out the year for Bradenton. Tortugas open playoffs. 3-2. Popped up in the air, foul. Third base side. Runners in motion with a full count of two outs in the inning. Bradenton, three long balls today. Two by Severino, the other from Valdez, his 20th. Don't need one here, just a basic, get in a run. Runners in motion again on the pitch. Two on, two outs, and the 3-2. Foul back and out of play. Good battle here brewing between Quigley and Delgado. Once more, three balls, two strikes. And the pitch home. High chopper to first. It backs Moss up. Delgado racing down the flip, and Quigley's there in time to end the sixth inning. No runs, a hit, an error. Two men left on base. Five and a half in the books. 7-6 Bradenton here on the Marauders broadcast network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Peyton Stumbo, new arm out of the bullpen for Bradenton as he replaces Hung Lung Chang, who went two innings, gave up 200 runs on a hit, three walks, and two strikeouts. And so Stumbo, the new pitcher in for Bradenton. 7-6 Marauders. They've got 2, 3, and 4 in the order as Peyton Stovall takes a breaking ball in the inside corner for a called strike. Stumbo, 20th round selection last year out of Nevada. 22-year-old, the 0-1. And Stovall pops it up in the air behind him. Berg over towards the fence, and it's out of play. Stumbo this year, 3-4, a 5.23 ERA, 36 appearances. He has spot started 3 games as well. Also 4 holds and 4 saves and 7 opportunities. 26 walks, 69 Ks, and 63 2/3. I mean, he is a Swiss Army knife on the pitching staff. He does it all. 0-2, high and in as it brushes Stovall off the inside corner. It's 1-2. I mean, he starts, high leverage guy, closer, and now he can go long relief too. 1-2 is line in the alley, right center field. Valdez over, can't get there. It rolls to the wall. Stovall around second base. He's heading for third. The relay is late. And it's a leadoff triple for the second baseman. Well, Valdez didn't take a great angle there in right center field. He went more to his right and needed to go back a little more. And it ended up hurting him as he couldn't cut it off and ended up rolling to the wall. Infield converges in. It's to defer the batter. 7-6, tying run at third. Nobody out. Pitch. Fly in the air to right field. Valdez waits for it. Now comes racing in, and he makes the catch. Runner fans on a tag home, as Valdez probably is the best arm in the outfield. And so, not a productive out. He got it elevated, but just not deep enough to score a run. Number 31. So, runner at third still in a 7-6 ball game in favor of Bradenton. Neesmith Pineda, the righty. Pitch to him. Check swing, and it's a called strike. Rodgers have led since they scored two runs in the top of the first inning, led 5-0 out of the gate. The 0-1, slider, down and away for a ball. Well, looked like it might have been a strike there. And now, some thoughts from the first base dugout. And Jim Horner is saying something. Well, there are a couple of people exchanging words down there. Pleasantries. I mean, it was a strike. Well, the ball. 1-1. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 93. And it's 1-2, and that would have been strike three. We play on. 1-2 as Stumbo sets from the belt pitch. Swing and a miss, he got him. Massive strikeout from Stumbo. And just like that, leadoff triple, flyout, strikeout. Runner still there in a 7-6 ball game. Bradenton leading as Ariello Monte flat out to the warning track his last time up, digs in. Pitch to the lefty. Hits a slider, rips down and in for a ball. Almonte for one with an RBI and a run scored. He walked and scored in the second, walked in a base-loaded situation in the third, and then again the aforementioned flyout. 1-0 is fouled back to the screen. Counts even 1-1. Stumbo, tan glove from the letters. 1-1. Punched up in the air, left side of the infield. Delgado pedals out, out of the outfield turf, puts it away to end the sixth inning. No runs, a hit, a man left at third after leadoff triple. We play to the seventh inning, 7-6 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the seventh inning, Bradenton ahead by a run at 7-6 as Marilyn Valdez, number three hitter in the lineup, faces Stephen Quigley, who's out for another inning of the bullpen. First pitch, the righty, is a fastball that brushes him off the inside corner for ball one. Quigley so far, two scoreless innings, a hit, and a walk, and a strikeout. Righty twirls up, 1-0. And on the outside corner, called strike with another heater, it's 1-1. Valdez 1-for-2, homeward in the first, grounded out to third of the second, and walked in the fifth inning. 1-1, And Valdez sends a high drive in the air left field. Pineda heads back. He's at the wall. See you later. A multi-home run day for Esmerlin Valdez. Eight-six Bradenton as Esmerlin Valdez has his fourth multi-home run game. One of the season now, and the first pitch to Axel Plaz is a fastball in for a ball. I mean, again, it's 317 on the left field line, so that's probably shorter left field than it is in Lecom Park, and they're teeing off. 1-0 Plaz sends a high pop-up first base side, foul ground. Twisting away from Moss, who's in the bullpen and can't make the catch. And that's really a tough play for a first baseman. That's either Almonte's ball, he's going to get there, or Stovall, but he's shaded up the middle at second. So that's just really a tough one there for anybody. And the count 1-1 on Plaz is 0-3 today. But finish up on Valdez, he's now the new home run king. 1-1, fastball high and in for a ball, it's 2-1. 21 home runs now for Esmerlin Valdez. 2-1. Foul back and out of play. Counts even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes in the pitch. Ricky ball taken high for ball three. And the count's falling with Ethan Leje on deck. Three, two is washed over for a call third strike. Fastball froze him. Second K for Quigley. Both have come against Plaz. And there is the first out in the seventh inning. One out, base empty, run in for Ethan Leje. First pitch, check swing, and on the appeal, he did not go around. Ball one. Leje 0 for 2, walked in a run, scored in the third inning. Marauders with an 8-6 lead. 1-0. Popped up on the infield. Back a second. Stovall is there, and it's a shortstop. Stafura puts it away right next to it. Two men put away in the seventh inning. Well, nobody warm in the bullpen, so Stumbo looks like he'll go another inning. There is a righty throwing for Daytona as quickly starts to wind down in his day. Well, the righty Severino, who's 2-for-3 today. Pair of home runs. Valdez also has two. Pitch is a fastball in the outside corner, called strike. Well, there has not been a three home run game this year hit by a Marauder. So this could be a history making night. As 0-1, fastball down low, four ball. Quickly shakes off. Catcher in Omania, and a 1-1. Fastball on the outside edge, called strike. Severino on base for the fourth straight game. 1-2, and he strikes out swinging when reaching for a breaking ball. That ends the seventh inning. A run in, though, on the home run from Valdez. It's stretch time, 8-6 Bradenton. We come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating.
because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
To the best fans in all of minor league baseball, we want to thank you for your continued support of the Bradenton Marauders throughout the 2024 season. At Lecom Park on August 31st for Fan Appreciation Night, fans will receive 5 raffle tickets upon entry, and you can be a part of 9 innings of winnings. Stick around after the game for the largest and the last fireworks show of the season. Gates open early at 5 p.m., so purchase your tickets now online at BradentonMarauders.com.
C'è luna, mezzumara, mamma mia, dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu.
Bottom 7, Bradenton with an 8-6 lead on the Daytona Tortugas. Peyton Stumbo to face 6-7 and 8 as Eddie Asturias is a lefty hitter. First pitch from Stumbo. Monchon pulled back and it's a called strike. Oh, and Cabrera was the man he replaced Asturias as a ball's down and away for a ball. It's 1-1. So Asturias, getting his first at bat today. 1-1. Swing and a miss. On a changeup, it's 1-2. But as Marlon Valdez, his 21st home run of the season, it's his 4th multi home run game as well. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Puts him away with a breaking ball. One gone on the first K of this inning. Here's Carlos Sanchez, 8-6 Bradenton. Stumbo features a couple of different pitches in his arsenal. One is a power curveball he throws. Or AKA knuckle curve, as that's on the ground, short off the arm of Delgado in the center field. A line drive hopper. That'll be a base hit. Stumbo, fastball, changeup, curveball, slider mix. Here's Jack Boss, the first baseman. Lefty batter, tying right to the plate. First pitch on the ground to second. One hopper to Caro. The second for one. Turn to first. A double play. And that's the innings. 4-6-3 as we go to the eighth inning. 8-6 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Bradenton with a two-run cushion and 8-6 as a new arm in for the Tortugas. Drew Pesca replaces Stephen Quigley, goes 3 innings, a run on 2 hits, a walk and 3 Ks. 1 run, a home run allowed to as Marilyn Valdez to start the 7th inning. 7-8-9, Andrew Patrick, the righty. Against the righty in Pesca. First pitch home. Lines on a hopper to second base. Stovall fields it off the big hop and throws to first. 1 pitch, 1 out to start this 8th inning. Well, let's meet Pesca, 20-year-old from Carbondale, Illinois. Drafted in the 18th round last year by the Reds out of John A. Logan Junior College in Illinois. First pitch, the righty Derek Berg is a fastball, 95 on the outside corner, called strike. Listed at 6'5", 225. Get some good extension on that fastball then. The 0-1. Rolled foul, third base side. Start of the year at the ACL Reds. Went 4 innings there, a run on 4 hits, and then added on to Daytona as he went 10 innings so far. 0-2. And push foul deep down the right field line out of play. No balls, 2 strikes as Pesca sets and delivers. High and in with a fastball. Pesca this year 1-3, a 3.45 ERA, 10 walks, 16 strikeouts, and 15 2/3. Comes back home, 1-2. Swing and a miss. Slider on the outside corner gets him. 2 up, 2 down to start this 8th inning. Here is Carlos Caro. Eight runs on 8 hits, 3 errors for Bradenton. 6 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for Daytona. 2 outs, sacks empty for Carlos Caro. And a breaking ball on the outside edge, called strike. On the righty hitter. Caro has reached base all 3 times today, walked and scored in the second, hit by a pitch in the 4th, and singled in the 6th inning. As he takes the ball with a fastball, it's 2-0, or 1-1, excuse me. Gets a sign and the pitch home. That's on the outer half, called strike, it's 1-2. Now Will Taylor on deck for Bradenton, otherwise he will lead off the 9th inning. 1-2, inside for a ball. Which means we'll get at least one more look at as Marilyn Valdez, as he'll try to go for a 3-home run game, something that has not happened this year. Two balls, 2 strikes, with the bases clear. And the pitch. Breaking ball fouled into the mitt of Omanu for strike 3. And that's the 8th inning. Broadway next, 8-6 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, Here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Peyton Stumbo to pitch the bottom of the eighth inning here. 8-6 Bradenton as Stumbo comes out for his third inning. Two scoreless so far, two hits and two strikeouts. Diego Omana, the number nine hitter, is the catcher. 9-1-2 due up against Stumbo. First pitch is down and away for a ball with a fastball 93. It's 1-0. We'll see if Stumble will try to go the final four today. He's been really efficient out there. Just now 19 pitches. 1-0 is a fastball over the heart of the plate, called strike. And the count's even 1-1. Omania has been punched out twice, reached on an area 0-3. Pitch. There's a fastball. 92 called strike. Again, over the heart of the plate. It's 1-2. Stumbo glares in, now gets signed. 1-2 home. Outside for a ball. Well, Stumbo does have four saves on the year. Well, this would qualify as one. 2-2. Downstairs. Well, the win would probably go to then. You know, Wickerf only went two today. It'll probably be Hung Lung Cheng. Most efficient reliever. Cards have led for the entirety of this one. 3-2 is a call. Third strike, and Omania goes down looking at a fastball to the knees. Third strike out for Stumbo, and one out in the eighth inning. Daytona's best chance came in the sixth after a leadoff triple from Stovall, but they could not score him, and then the top of the seventh inning as Marilyn Valdez belted a home run. Jerline Compadon watches down and away. Change up there for ball one. 8-6 Marauders in the bottom of the eighth inning. 1-0. And Compadon watches a curveball for a strike. It's 1-1. Marauders come in this year on the road. They have not been a great road team all year. 1-1 is a bounder to second base. Backs car up towards the outfield turf and puts away Compadon at first by a step. Two gone in the inning. Marauders this year on the road. Now they are 12-19 in the second half to 7-23 in the first half. But that is not the worst road winning percentage. A 3-11 win percentage is the second worst. The Wilmington Blue Rocks are 18-43. That's a 295 mark. As it pitches down and away for a ball on Stovall, the lefty, it's 1-0. Blue Rocks, I know, just lost six or seven games in their last series. Ricky ball on the outside corner, called strike. It's 1-1. Stovall, 3-for-4 today, tripled his last time up, as mentioned before. 1-1. Breaking ball, called strike, thigh high. Drove in a run in the fourth inning. But Stumbo searching for his third straight scoreless inning. Two outs, base empty, two-run lead. 1-2, high and tight with a fastball. Ben Stovall out of the way. See if he can get it here. And the 2-2. Tapper, third base side, softly hit foul in the coach's box. 2 and 2 the count as Stumbo shakes off Berg. Here he comes, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball gets him, and Stumbo gets through three scoreless out of the bullpen. He preserves an 8-6 Marauders lead. We charge on to the ninth inning. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lee Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our final fireworks show of the season on August 31st as the Marauders take on the Tampa Tarpons at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the ninth inning, Bradenton 8, Daytona 6, as top of the order back around. Will Taylor lead things off against Brecht, who came in, or Pesca, excuse me, came in last inning. As Pesca, glove up to the eyeballs from the windup for his pitch. Is over the heart of the plate, call a strike, it's nothing and one on Taylor, who is 1-for-4 today, RBI single in the second. Marauders have led from start until this point, hoping they can finish it off with three outs in the ninth inning. 0-1, and Taylor fans on a fastball, 94 on the outside edge. Pesca struck out the last two in the eighth inning in a 1-2-3 frame. He's ahead on the fifth round pick this year with the Pirates in Will Taylor. Balls, two strikes. And the pitch on its way. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Mickey ball down and away. Third straight K for Pesca. And one gone for Connor Delgado. There is nobody warming, so Stumbo will have the ninth inning. He'll go for his fourth scoreless frame. Switch hitter batting left, Connor Delgado. Chases at a first pitch fastball, 96.6. Hardest one thrown by Pesca today. He steps off the rubber. I mean, that should be a pitch clock violation, and now it is. That's 1-1. Delgado 1-for-4, singled and scored in the first inning. And the pitch on the ground, broken bat roller in the hole, deep. Stovall lunges, reaches, and throws to first. Two gone. Now it's up to Esmerlin Valdez. We get a crack at some history here. He's got two home runs, 2-for-3 on base twice, also walked in the fifth inning. There has been no Marauder to have three home runs in a game this year. Severino's got two tonight. Valdez has two tonight. First pitch, the righty is whiffed at a miss with a fastball for a strike. That was power against power, 95 against the Dakota State League leader in home runs. Nothing and one. Pitch. Down to the dirt for a ball. Then it's a chase to Slaughter. Which is something he's really worked on this year. He used to really go fishing after that pitch sometimes. And he's laid off as years gone on. 1-1. Check swing taken high for a ball. Also, to the most home runs hit in this new era since 2021 was 20 hit by Rodolfo Castro last year, and now 21 for Valdez. He smashed that record. 2-1. And a breaking ball down and away for ball three. Doesn't want to give him anything to good here. I don't blame him. Lies on deck, which, you know, he hasn't homered in a while, but he's got some serious pop as well. 3-1 to Valdez. Breaking ball, called strike. There's a slider that slid right in there. And the count's full with two outs in the top of the ninth inning. As Valdez calls time. Now this is the only game going on right now. Palm Beach wins 6-3. Big for Daytona, so if they lose today, it's okay. Didn't gain or lose any ground. 3-2 to Valdez. Foul back to the screen. Lakeland wins 4-0 in Fort Myers, and so I believe that would put Lakeland tied, if not in the lead. They're half a game down. And they have half a game lead now. Pitch home. Valdez takes call, third strike. Another 1-2-3 inning for Drew Pesca. Bottom nine, last chance for Daytona next year. They trail 8-6 here on the Marauders broadcast network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom nine as Peyton Stumbo faces 3, 4, and 5 and an 8-6 Bradenton lead. Last three outs need to get here. First pitch to righty, and Stafura checks the swing on a breaking ball down and out of the zone. He went for it. It is strike one. Stumbo searching for his fifth save of the year. Also would be a career high in innings if he does so. 0-1 is whiffed out and missed. A slider down and away. It's 0-2. Stafur has walked twice, scored once in the third inning. Marauders have led from start to this point, looking to finish it off here tonight. 0-2 as Stumbo fires home. Swing and a miss. Threw him three straight breaking balls. Berg throws down a first to complete the strikeout. One gone in the ninth inning. That's 5 Ks for Stumbo. He's one shy of tying his career high. Struck out 6 in 3 innings in Clearwater with his career high also matched in innings. He went 3 1/3 at home against Fort Myers in a spot start on July 1st. Eastman Pineda, the righty. Lions in foul, third base side. Pineda comes in on a four-game hitting streak, 4-for-15 during that stretch. He's 0-for-3 today with a walk. Nothing in a one on him. Stumbo from the windup, the pitch. Check swing, foul back for strike two. And Stumbo has just been locked in a rhythm. I mean, that for him was his 38th pitch. He's thrown 28 strikes. 0-2 home. Swing and a miss. Two gone. A new career high in innings and a tied career high in strikeouts. Stumbo has struck out the last three. Two outs, base is empty, one more to get. Ari Lomonte. 8-6 Bradenton, base is clear of the ninth for the lefty right fielder. Pitch to him is a backdoor breakable outside for ball one. There's that power curveball. We haven't seen too much of that tonight. It's more of a slider mix that's been working. 1-0, swing and a miss. There's a changeup, it's 1-1. Which tip of the curveball is his money pitch, but now tonight, been feeling something different, and it's worked. 1-1, breaking ball whiffed out and missed for strike two. And Stumbo looking to strike out the side to end the ball game. Final strike tonight for Daytona. 8-6 Bradenton, the 1-2 in the dirt for a ball. Monte 0-for-2 today. Deuces wild, 2-2. Swing and a miss. He launched at a changeup, secured by Berg, and that's the ball game. Marauders win 8-6 on a day in which they belted four home runs, two by Valdez, two by Severino. Stumbo, a career-high four scoreless innings, and he strikes out seven in the process of doing so. 8 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Bradenton. 6 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for Daytona. We come back here. It's the post-game show. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark. Well, tonight in Daytona Beach, it was a power surge from the bats. Peyton Stumbo with his mid-90s fastball closed the door as the Marauders picked up an 8-6 victory on this Wednesday night in Daytona. This is the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Thomas and Zarella here to walk you back to this one. But before we do, let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We take a look in the Florida State League first. Couple of weather-related issues today in the FSL. St. Lucie, Clearwater were canceled today, at least game one of supposed to be a doubleheader. They did finish off their suspended game. St. Lucie wins 4-3 in seven innings in a shortened contest. Palm Beach downs Jupiter 6-3. Lakeland blanks Fort Myers at home 4-0. And Tampa and Dunedin postponed for the second straight day. So we'll see how that one will go for them. And the Pittsburgh Pirates system, we started the big leagues, and things are, well, they're not going well anywhere for the Pirates in Chicago. They trail 11-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning right now. 11 runs on 14 hits for the Cubbies. And the Pirates are being no-hit, so things not going great there. Domingo Germán gives up 6 earned in 3 innings on 9 hits, and just nothing has gone great since then. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, High A Greensboro defeats Bowling Green 2-1 at home. Carlos Jimenez picks up the win there as they one-hit Bowling Green tonight. Double A Altoona, they are trailing 5-4 against Hartford in the bottom of the seventh inning. And then Indianapolis is up 9-6 in the top of the ninth inning on the road in Toledo. We come back here on the Marauders postgame show. Put a bow on this one. Get you ready for tomorrow. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Tell your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Thomas and Zarella to take you back through this one tonight and get you ready for tomorrow as the Marauders, they came out storming out of the gates today after losing 7-2 on Monday, in which they never led. They led for the entirety of this one tonight as the off day might have helped. Bradenton comes out swinging at the top of the first inning against Ben Broody, who gives up 5 runs on 5 hits in inning in a third. Esmerlin Valdez, a 2-run home run in the first after Connor Delgado with a 1-out single. And then the second inning, Johnny Severino, leadoff home run to make it 3-0. Patrick singles, steals second and third, scores on a balk. And then later, Carlos Caro walked, moved to second on that balk, and then scored on a Will Taylor single. And it was 5-0 just like that. Connor Whitgriff went 2 innings today, gave a pair of unearned runs. Both came in the second inning as it was leadoff walk to Almonte. Strikeout, flyout, then E5 kept the inning going. A wild pitch move. Almonte and Moss up 90 feet before they both scored or I should say one scored on the balk, the other to third, and then Moss ended up scoring on a wild pitch on a drop third strike, which, again, were the end of the inning. So it was a 5-2 ball game just like that in the top of the third. Walk and then a home run from Leyje Severino, and Bradenton pushed their advantage forward 7-2 before Daytona scored the next three runs in the third, the fourth, and the fifth inning. In the third, Luigi Hernandez, who came out, single, walk, the next three men then to bring in a base load of walk. Got out of it just the one, the two runs across, though, as a double play ball score of the other. In the later, in the fourth inning then, it was RBI single from Peyton Stovall. In the fifth, a hit-by-pitch to Ricardo Cabrera, stole second, and up scoring later in the inning, and so on. An E5, and pretty much the ball game until as Maryland Valdez ended up hitting a solo home run in the seventh inning, and then Peyton Stumbo went four scoreless out of the bullpen, and so Bradenton picked up an 8-6 victory tonight. Eight runs, eight hits, three errors, four men left. Daytona, six runs, five hits, one errors. Eight men left on base. Game time, 2 hours and 42 minutes, seen by 9:25 tonight here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Hung Lung Cheng, the winner, improves to 5-7. Ben Bruda, loser, falls to 2-4. Peyton Stumbo picks up his fifth save of the season, firing a career-high four innings, seven strikeouts out of the bullpen. Well, for Bradenton, with the win, they improved to on the season. Overall, 53-75, 24-38 in the second half. Daytona falls back below 500, 62-63, 31-28 in the second half. Game three tomorrow here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark, as it'll be Antoine Kelly on the hill, 1-6, a 4.36 ERA. 6:35 p.m. for his pitch. We'll get you rolling on the pregame show at 6:15 p.m. But until then, Thomas and Zarella saying so long from Daytona Beach. Final score one last time. Marauders 8, Tortuga 6. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Have a great rest of your Wednesday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.